Module 4. Possibilities for fundraising. Introduction. This module is designed to introduce you to the possibilities for fundraising on the national and EU level, which FDI advisors should know about. After the end of the module, you will understand basic fundraising concepts and terminology, understand exploring strategies for diversifying foreign investors' funding, be able to identify relevant state and EU funds, understand the basic concepts for obtaining a business loan from a bank. 1. National funds. It is extremely important that FDI advisors know the funding programs and schemes that are available also to the foreign investors. 1.1. Theoretical framework. The national grant schemes are designed and approved at the national level and are funded solely by national funds. The aim of these projects and programs is the implementation of various state policies and priorities, for example, strengthening employment, promotion of tourism, etc. The implementation and management of these programs are taking place exclusively in Slovenia, under the responsibility of the relevant ministries or public agencies. The following are the most important. First, the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food carries out tasks in the fields of agriculture, rural development, nutrition, plant protection, veterinary and zoo techniques, forestry, hunting, fisheries, safety and quality of feed and food or foodstuff, except for supplements, foods for special nutrition or health food and or foodstuffs in catering, institutional food establishments and food for work establishment. Second, the work at the Ministry of Economic Development and Technology is carried out in the following areas: entrepreneurship, technological development, internationalization, trade policy, tourism, internal market, regional development, wood industry, social entrepreneurship, commodity reserves. Third, areas of work at the Ministry of Education, Science and Sport are the preschool and basic education, the secondary, higher vocational and adult education, the higher education, science and sport. Fourth, the Ministry of the Environment and Special Planning is responsible for environmental protection and planning. Fifth, the Ministry of Labour, Family, Social Affairs and Equal Opportunities performs tasks in the following areas: labour relations and labour rights, labour market and employment, family, social affairs, disabled, war veterans and victims of war, equal opportunities and cohesion policy. Sixth, the Ministry of Health is in charge of public health, prevention of risk behaviour and addiction, food safety, the environment and health, reducing health inequalities, healthcare personnel, private healthcare services, medicinal products. Seventh, main areas of work at the Ministry of Finance are general government finance, economic governance, government securities, taxes and customs, and state aid monitoring. Eighth, the Ministry of Interior Affairs, among other offers services for foreigners who want to enter to the Republic of Slovenia, who want to live or work here. Ministry set up a web portal with a wide range of information needed by foreigners. Most of the parts of these programs, funded only by national budget, are for the public agencies and organizations. 1.2. Important/exceptions and experts' advice. Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Slovenia is a non-profit, non-governmental, independent business organization representing the interest of its members and is Slovenia's most influential business association. It units 24 branch associations representing all sectors of Slovenian economy. As a member of the European Association of Chambers of Commerce and Industry, the International Chamber of Commerce, as well as other international associations and organizations, it is part of an extensive international network with innumerable contacts. The Chamber organizes interesting workshops, international meetings, business summits, and other events that can help a foreign investor to broaden his business nationally and/or internationally. FDI advisors should check the Chamber's web pages regularly. 2. EU funds. The EU has several different funding programs that foreign investors may be able to apply for depending on the nature of their business or project. The EU makes funding available in different forms, including grants, loans and guarantees, subsidies, prizes and public contracts. 2.1. Theoretical framework. The main EU funding programs are European Regional Development Fund, funds for regional and urban development. European Social Fund, funds for social inclusion and good governance. Cohesion Fund, funds for economic convergence by less developed regions. European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development, funds for rural development in the EU. European Maritime and Fisheries Fund, funds for coastal communities in diversifying their economies and projects that create new jobs and improve quality of life along European coasts. These funding programs, together with the European Union Solidarity Fund, which provides assistance in case of major national disasters, and the Instrument for Pre-Accession, which provides assistance support for EU candidate and potential candidate countries, comprises nearly 80% of the EU budget. Funding is based on the operational programs agreed by European Commission and the Member State and is managed by national and regional authorities. 2.1.1 European Regional Development Fund. The fund aims to strengthen economic and social cohesion in the European Union by correcting imbalances between its regions. It focuses its investments on several key priority areas as follows: innovation and research, digital agenda, support for small and medium-sized enterprises, and the low-carbon economy. The priorities are detailed described in the Operational Programme for Implementation of EU Cohesion Policy for the period 2014 to 2020 in Slovenia. Example of a call. Call title: Incentives for Launching Innovative Companies in 2018. Contracting Authority: Slovenian Enterprise Fund. Purpose of the call. The purpose of the call is to develop supported companies and to successfully transfer the development ideas of entrepreneurial individuals and groups into market-based enterprises and create new innovative companies with growth potential, with the emphasis on the development and commercialization of products, processes and services. Subject of the call. The subject of the call is the co-financing, subsidies, of the launch of innovative companies, the development of the minimum viable product and the launch of market products on the market. Eligible applicants: micro, small and medium-sized enterprises with a registered office in the Republic of Slovenia who are engaged in economic activity and are organized as commercial companies, sole proprietors or cooperatives can apply for the call. Investors can be companies that are registered or have notified the competent authorities between the 1st of January 2017 and the 15th of March 2018. Call value: €2,160,000. Co-financing rate: up to 100% of eligible costs. Application deadline: the 20th of April 2018. Foreign investors who opened a company in Slovenia during the period specified in the call, who also had good business ideas, could also participate in this call for proposals. Other potentially interesting calls for foreign investors were the following: research and development projects, development of new innovative tourism products, complementing the SME instrument, e-commerce 2019 to 2022, pilot/demonstration projects. 2.1.2 European Social Fund. European Social Fund invests in people with a focus of improving employment and education opportunities across the European Union. It also aims to improve the situation of the most vulnerable people at risk of poverty. The European Commission and Slovenia in partnership set the national priorities. One priority is to boost the adaptability of workers with new skills and enterprises with new ways of working. Other priorities focus on improving access to employment by helping young people make the transition from school to work or training less skilled job seekers to improve their job prospects. Indeed, vocational training and lifelong learning opportunities to give people new skills form a large part of many ESF projects. Another priority focuses on helping people from disadvantaged groups to get jobs. This is part of enhancing social inclusion, a sign of the important role that employment plays in helping people integrate better into society and everyday life. The priorities are detailedly described in the Operational Programme for Implementation of EU Cohesion Policy for the period 2014 to 2020 in Slovenia. Example of a call. Call title. Call for tender for the co-financing of informal education and training of employees. Contracting authority. Public Scholarship, Development, Disability and Maintenance Fund of the Republic of Slovenia. Purpose of the call. The purpose of the public tender is to increase participation in lifelong learning and to improve the competencies that individuals in the Republic of Slovenia need in order to meet the needs of the labor market, increase employability and mobility and personal development and work in a modern society. Subject of the call. Co-financing the costs of non-formal education and training of employed persons. Eligible applicants. Individuals in regular employment in the Republic of Slovenia. Individuals, entrepreneurs, provided they are not employed by another employer. Individuals registered in the Register of Self-Employed Person in Culture. Call value. 2,047,151.61 euro. Co-financing rate, up to 100 of eligible cost but not more than 113.33 euro. Application deadline, from the 25th May 2018 until the consumption of funds but no later than the 5th of September. Application deadline, from the 25th of May 2018 until the consumption of funds but no later than the 5th of September 2018. Citizenship was also not a prerequisite for this call, and foreign investor could also obtain non-formal training funds. 2.1.3 European Agricultural Funds for Rural Development. European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development ensures funds for rural development in the EU. Member states and regions draw up their rural development programs based on the needs of their territories and addressing at least four of the following six common EU priorities. Fostering knowledge, transfer and innovation in agriculture, forestry and rural areas. Enhancing the viability and competitiveness of all types of agriculture and promoting innovative farm technologies and sustainable forest management. Promoting food chain organization, animal welfare and risk management in agriculture. Restoring, preserving and enhancing ecosystems related to agriculture and forestry. Promoting resource efficiency and supporting the shift towards a low carbon and climate-resilient economy in the agriculture, food and forestry sectors. Promoting social inclusion, poverty reduction and economic development in rural areas. The Rural Development Programme of the Republic of Slovenia reflects the national priorities defined by Slovenia on the basis of an analysis of the situation in agriculture, food and forestry. Example of a call. Call title. Support for investments in processing, marketing or development of agricultural products for 2018. Contracting authority, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food. Purpose of the call, improving the competitiveness of the food processing industry and increasing the added value of agricultural products. Subject of the call, support for investments in processing, marketing or development of agricultural products. Eligible applicants, holders of farms, holders of supplementary activities on farms, individual entrepreneurs, cooperatives, institutions, companies, economic interest associations. Call value, 15 million euro. Application deadline, the 12th of September 2018. 2.1.4. European Maritime and Fisheries Fund. The fund helps fishermen in the transition to sustainable fishing, supports coastal communities in diversifying their economies, finances projects that create new jobs and improve quality of life along European coasts, supports sustainable aquaculture developments, makes it easier for applicants to access financing. National priorities are described in more detail in the operational program for the implementation of the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund in the Republic of Slovenia for the period 2014 to 2020. The fund is considered if your foreign investor deals with utility and fisheries. In this case, look through the operational program in more detail. 2.1.5 European Cohesion Fund. The Cohesion Fund is aimed at member states whose gross national income, GNI, per inhabitant is less than 90% of the EU average. It aims to reduce economic and social disparities and to promote sustainable development. For the 2014 to 2020 period, the Cohesion Fund concerns also Slovenia. The Cohesion Fund allocates the funds for the activities under the following categories: Trans-European Transport Networks, projects related to energy and transport, as long as they clearly benefit the environment in terms of energy efficiency, use of renewable energy, developing rail transport, supporting intermodality, strengthening public transport, etc. The Cohesion Fund funds are intended primarily for directly eligible countries and municipalities. Both usually pick up subcontractors through public calls, so if your foreign investor is active in these areas, follow up calls for this fund. 2.2 Important/Exceptions. The EU has several additional funds usually managed by the European Commission or relevant EU agencies. Some of them are: Horizon 2020 is the biggest EU research and innovative program. COSME is a funding program for the competitiveness of EU small and medium-sized enterprises. Interreg is a fund that enables joint development of different products by several partners on the basis of cross-border, territorial or international cooperation. Slovenia is participating in the following programs. Interreg is a fund that follows the joint development of various partners' products through cross-border, territorial or interregional cooperation. Slovenia participates in the following programs: Italy-Slovenia, Slovenia-Austria, Slovenia-Croatia, Slovenia-Hungary, Alpine Area, Central Europe. Mediterranean, Danube, Adriatic Ionian Program, Interreg Europe, Interreg III, ESPON, and URBEC III. European Neighbourhood Instrument is the main financial instrument for promoting of cooperation among EU member states and 16 of the EU's closest eastern and southern neighbours: Algeria, Egypt, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Libya, Morocco, Palestine, Syria, Tunisia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova and Ukraine. LIFE is the EU funding instrument for the environment and climate action. LIFE contributes to the implementation, updating and development of EU environmental and climate policy and laws by co-financing projects with European added value. Erasmus Plus supports mobility, innovations and transfers of good practice in education. The list of all EU funds is available on the European Commission web pages. Foreign investors who have a registered legal entity in Slovenia and fulfill the conditions of individual calls are eligible for all these programs. It is reasonable to examine individual programs and calls according to the activity of an investor. 2.3 Tips from professionals. Where to find open calls for proposals? Nationally managed calls for proposals are available on the webpage of the Government Office for Development and European Cohesion Policy. EU-managed open calls have to be searched through the EU programs. Where to obtain further information? All the calls for proposals list a content point further information. They can provide useful information and support. Don't be discouraged to communicate with them. However, don't be disappointed if they only repeat what is already published in the call. Usual practice. You can get more useful information if you join the info workshop that most of them organize. 3. Loans from banks. This unit presents typical or the most common conditions for a business entity to obtain a loan from a bank. After reading this unit, you will acquire knowledge about the most common conditions for obtaining a loan from a bank. Understand the procedure in the context of bank formalities. 3.1 Theoretical framework. Business can apply for short-term or long-term bank loans. Short-term loans are primarily intended to finance current assets and a favorable overcoming of short-term liquidity problems. They are suitable for companies that are in the process of expansion. The maturity is up to 1 year, and the amount of the loan depends mainly on the company's past business results. Forms of short-term financing are limit on the transaction account, financing of current assets, framework loan, credit line in the form of fixed tranches. Long-term loans are intended for investments in own funds, expanding the scope of operations or investing in the development of new ideas. A bank usually approves them on the basis of a business plan for the period of lending. Such a form of lending is risky for banks, which is why interest is higher and credit is to be secured. Forms of long-term financing are the following: investment financing, long-term financing of working capital, project financing, real estate financing, syndicated loans. The basic forms of insurance are bank guarantee, the pledge right on immovable property, surety, savings balance. 3.2 Important/exceptions. 11.3.1 To get a bank loan approved is not the easiest process. In light of recent economic troubles across the world, lenders are looking for a lot more in loan application and are much stricter. It is vital, therefore, to be ready to present a comprehensive, complete package for review if you want your loan to get approved. It is important to know that concerning bank loans, there are no specific rules. Each applicant is handled on a case-by-case basis and according to each bank's rules and regulations. However, for most of them, the most important is the applicant's creditworthiness. Banks identify the debtor's risk, assess investment and insurance, and produce their own credit ratings. The credit assessment generally consists of financial indicators, quantitative factors, and soft information, qualitative factors. The first is calculated on the basis of the applicant's past financial statements. In others, the subjective judgment and factors are highlighted, such as cooperation with the bank, payment discipline, the importance of key persons in the company, dependence on customers and suppliers, the quality of accounting and data presented, activity, strategy and vision, etc. If a business entity fails to achieve a high credit rating, it will have great difficulty to obtain a loan. 3.3 Tips from professionals. The following information includes three important steps that a foreigner investor needs to follow to ensure a bank loan can be processed and have higher chances to be approved. First, understanding the option and preferences. Before heading to a bank, foreigner investor should check out the loan packages on different banks' websites and check what competitors are offering. It is essential to be aware of the kind of loan he's searching for, the terms he can afford, and his goal for paying off the loan. Also, he should always check out the fine print before choosing to proceed. Second, asking questions. When the investor finds the most interesting loan package, he should contact the bank immediately to find out in advance what the requirements are for loan eligibility. Third, realizing limitations and boundaries. If the investor decides to pursue a loan, he ought to already be aware of his credit score records. Also, he needs to consider his financial limitations. He should apply for the loan based on his financial capacity to make repayments he can afford.